Here we go with our Royal Valley Locker Room Chat here tonight. It's brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine, Brandon Tamman. We got David Boucher on the line with us, Royal Valley football coach. Always appreciate the time. And, Coach, a lot to dissect from the game last week against a very good team and the two-time champs in Nemaha Central, but a 40-16 final. And I know, again, a lot to take away from it, but just kind of the initial thoughts and takeaways from that game last week.
Yeah, their hats off to them. Great team, really great players, especially one really great player, great coaches that always do a good job of getting their kids ready to play, and they play hard. And, you know, I know a lot of people from that community, went to college with a lot of people, and, you know, they're a community full of pride and excellence, and they want the best. And, we came out and, you know, we really executed. We really punched them in the mouth and had a great half. And, we've talked to some people around the community, and they talk about that's one of the best halves in the history of the school. And, you know, to have a 16-14 lead with under 2 minutes to go in the second quarter, and driving the ball inside the 25-yard line, having a third and two, and you just can't have three straight penalties. You can't have three straight penalties if you're trying to beat the best. And, then, you know, we turn the ball over there and they score right before half, and that's all, you know, that's how it goes. And, I thought our kids really played hard and really got after it, and hats off to Nemaha and everything they do up there as well.
What would you think is maybe the biggest difference in the second half? You're right there. You have that lead late in the second quarter. Nemaha is able to pull away a little bit in the second half. Was it just the grind of their running game and Carter Hike, their quarterback, a little wear and tear on the defense, or was it something else that maybe led to kind of Nemaha just slowly kind of pulling away a little bit?
Yeah, no, none of that. Like, it's all on us. We had two fumbles inside the 20-yard line, and one in the third, one in the fourth, as we're driving. Of course, they received the second half kickoff, and they scored on the first play. And then we get the ball, and we drive it all the way down. And, so at that point, it was, you know, it would have been 27-16. We were down by 11, and, you know, on a fourth and one, we gained 7 yards and would have easily had the first down inside the, you know, about the 18-yard line, you know, 20-yard line, and then we fumble inexplicably. I mean, you just can't do that against a really good team. And then they get the ball back, and, we get a good stop, and, they punt the ball, you know, first play of the fourth quarter, they're punting it to us, and we're driving it again, you know, and we fumble on a first and 10 at the around the 20-yard line, and fumble again. And, it's just on us. And they're a really good team, and they exploited some things that we did. We had guys there to make tackles. We just got to finish. But, you know, when you average over 5 yards a carry, I mean, there's not a whole lot that they did defensively to stop us. Now other than us coughing up the ball, and then our pre-snap penalties just killed us.
Royal Valley football coach David Boucher got him here for a few more minutes, and the Panthers still a little work to be done here to wrap up the regular season and put themselves into the postseason. They get a home tilt here on Friday night against Oskaloosa. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNCA. Few more minutes here with David Boucher, Royal Valley football coach here. It's brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine, coming off the loss to Nemaha Central, wrapping up the regular season on Friday night at home against Oskaloosa. Still some work to be done. Got to get yourself in the position to make the postseason, of course. But obviously, first, final game of the regular season, you're at home, maybe a chance to honor the seniors, of course. Just talk about, you know, maybe that group a little bit and what that's going to mean, you know, kind of showing a little love for them on Friday night.
Well, first of all, Brandon, we don't have enough time on this show for me to talk about these great seniors that we have. It's a special group of people. I'm emotionally attached to these guys, and it's hard for me to even talk about it. But, you know, the nine seniors we have, you know, they were our first freshman class. You know, this is 4 years that we've been laying bricks every day and building, and it's starting to pay off. And you can just see it in every result, every margin that we've had, and they're good and bad, you know, whether it was last week in a loss or 2 weeks ago in a big win. And they do so many great things. They work so hard. You know, in my classroom, I've got Panther dedicated pictures from all the summer work, and these seniors are on these posters, and they've been on the posters for a long time. And so they put this blood, sweat, and tears in this program and this community, and It's hard to single one out and talk about it because we don't have enough time, but they're all great children. They're all great kids, and they're all great young men, and they're going to be very successful fathers, and that's really kind of what we're about here, and trying to grow good young people, and it's going to be exciting to watch them go out in the world and become citizens of the United States and lead this country into the future.
Got to take care of some business here first on Friday night with Oskaloosa, with obviously postseason implications on the line. But what's kind of the initial thought on Oskaloosa, and what can they do to maybe make it a little bit challenging for you this week?
You know, they run good offense. I mean, they're a similar offense to what we're going to do, and they come off and hit you, and they're aggressive, especially on defense. I think they come downhill, they play with good pad level, and they try and they get after it, and offensively they just execute and do their thing, and they beat themselves with some penalties here and there, and they beat themselves with turnovers, and they miss tackles, and they do the things that that teams do sometimes to get beat, but they're coming in here hungry, 2-4, and if they win they could make some noise here, and so we got to play well.
Give us a few contributing factors for this game, a few keys, and what's it going to take to ultimately get a win this week?
We got to stop beating ourselves in the red zone. We have to execute when we drive the ball. I mean, I think we're 700 yards away from the career or the season all-time rushing record in the school's history, and from 20 to 20, we're 2020, we're great, and we just have to finish drives. And we're definitely not in the top. We're not threatening the all-time scoring record in the school's history because we don't execute in the red zone every once in a while. So, red zone execution is going to be massive this week.
There it is, David Boucher, Royal Valley football coach, joining us as they get set for their final game of the regular season on Friday at home against Oskaloosa. Again, postseason implications on the line with that one. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you one more time next week.
No, I appreciate you, Brandon. Thank you.